Welcome back to the second hour of Radio Alchemy on KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara County. All right, loves, yes, we are just right back here on the other side of 3 a.m. How all are you guys? It's such an honor and fantastic to be here with you, to have on the lines Bob Dobbs and Ion, and for us to be going to places that very few people have gone before. And I hope that you join us in our survey here. If you are calling in, hang in there. I'm going to get to the lines in just a moment. The number here is 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. Before we get back to our amazing special guest this evening, I just have to pop off just a little bit here. I am seeing in the LA Times from yesterday, Wednesday, May 6th, that the LAPD commission has decided to create a medal, to institute a medal for fallen officers. And we hear in a number of ways over and over again for us to look at those in uniform and to bow down, saying that they are rushing into danger and that they have to be admired for their bravery. Well, I want to, it also be recognized that they signed up for this task, that I hope they're going into it with the right heart. And that they are using that badge and their powers in the right way. Because I think the real heroes in this are the men, women, and children that are on the streets, that are in their neighborhoods, that are trying to survive an onslaught so many multiple factors. And guess what? You don't have a shotgun. You don't have a taser. You don't have handcuffs. You don't have a bulletproof vest. And if you use a knife, you might go to prison. All right. I think what has to be recognized is that the police are functional and successful because of all the tips they get from you. And a lot of you choose not to get involved, because once you do get involved, you know what? When seconds matter, police are minutes away. And so, you know, the double-edged cost of getting involved, but yet not being covered. And there is a complete disconnect and disrespect for the community by our police department. Where is community policing if we are giving them the tips? Where are the police that sit there and know their beat and live in their beat? Or maybe just outside it, if they're thinking that it's going to turn into some cronyism or whatever within the neighborhood itself. But I'm really tired of this idea of us sitting there and bowing down saying, oh, this and that, where every day you as an individual are dealing with these kind of dangers, with these kind of uncertainties, without the training, without the way to repel this, and sitting ducks. All right. And so the heroes are you. All right. And the police have to recognize and really get in tune with the communities they serve, because we are serving them. We are giving them the tips. We are helping them be effective. We are the brave ones that are dealing with the dysfunction of this society. And they have to recognize that and give us a medal and support the community, as they automatically expect us to sit and grovel to the uniform and the badge. And that's it. That's it. I just had to get that off my chest, because I always, you know, get that, like, cops know, oh, yeah, you're going to say we pay your salary. Well, we do pay your salary, okay? And we expect a lot from you. And we expect for you to get rid of the bad cops. We're sick of this. We want you to get rid of the mindset in there that allows you to abuse and to be loose and to be abusive in your task as a revenue agent. You know, what are you really policing except for writing tickets, buffing up pensions and making sure judges have plenty in their coffers? I mean, what really are you doing in that uniform? Recognize who your friends are, and that protect and serve is far beyond just yourself. And the old cover your butt kind of ness. All right, enough of that. On the lines, we have Bob Dobbs and Ion. Just a little pop-off there. The number here is 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. Bob, start us off.
I wanted to move to another area of thinking that Ion's presented to me and those who've listened to him privately. Ion suggests that our concept of reincarnation is inadequate. Could you explain that, Ion? What's wrong with our concept of reincarnation?
Well, you can be, do, or have anything that you'd like to be, do, or have. We just want to clear up the aspect that just as you have a coronation with a monarchy, a king or a queen, and a lineage, and this whole process, once someone is coronated or enjoys the coronation of being set as the king or the queen, regardless of the process, there's never a time or space that they come back and are re-coronated. Even if they leave the throne and come back, there's not another coronation, you see. They are, the HRH status stands. Well, the same way in your physicalness, when you are given status of having a non-physical connection, a soul, that when you drop the soul and then a new soul is born, it's never the whole of another soul that comes back. Now, an easy way to describe that, just for a pictorial view so you can have a basic understanding, let's call it a glass of water would equate or equal a soul. You come forth, a glass of water is filled in you, and that becomes and expands and grows and becomes a new creation, a new creator. Then when you leave, or you choose to leave or disconnect from the physical part of you, let's say that the essence of you is in the soul of a glass of water, and you took and poured that into a gulf or a body of water, and then you dip a new soul out. You never get the exact glass that was emptied into the gulf, and yet it's all the same, and yet different aspects of that gulf could be very different. So, therefore, the new souls coming forth would be embody, if there's the reincarnation, the reincarnation would be the little bit of everything that is transitioning at that moment, meaning that you don't have a Marie Antoinette who leaves physical and then a new soul coming forth getting all that is that which was Marie Antoinette, you see. It's a mixture. You can have a part of Marie Antoinette, of course. You can have a part of all that is, you see. But there's never a dipping a glass. We defy you to dip a glass and get the exact molecules of water in a glass that you have mixed with another huge body of water. Same, it's a good way, good vernacular for you to have a pictorial understanding.
There have been civilizations like that of Atlantis and Lemuria, they talk of the Mayan civilization, some of them have seemed to vanish without a trace. What happened to Atlantis?
They just went back home.
They knew how to get there.
Yes, and now it's interesting. The question then becomes, where was home?
Yes.
Well, what if it's a future experience that you haven't allowed in your expression yet?
Yes, Eben, Ian has told me that Atlantis and Lemuria have not happened yet. Fill in on that, Ion. Elaborate on that point, how most of us think it's happened in the past, but you've said it's a something in the future.
Okay. In non-physical, the part which, from which all source comes, from the non-physical, there is no time. You humans created time. You're marvelous. Think about it. You create time. I'm on time. Oh, I'm late. Oh, I'm on target. Oh, I've missed the target. You create all that is. Information, how is it that they can dig all of Egypt up and have sifted every grain of sand that is to find every tomb of every creator or pharaoh or somebody important enough to have a significant place to be buried, that they're still yet going back now and finding what was buried then because of a recorded historical timeline? Well, in our experience, there is no time. So past, present, and future, all is. There's only now, you see. So as you start discovering now, there are places that you can't find. And yet, think of it this way. You can have an ink pen, a special fun ink pen that you dearly love, that you can't find. It becomes lost. It disappears. It evaporates. the finding this magical pen that you love, that you've given a great appreciation toward, is now an impossible dream. And then they ask where would be Atlantis or where would be your magical pen, and we always affirm and control and completely agree that that object, whatever it is that you're looking for, is the last place that you look. Because when you find it, you cease looking. So if you could understand the timeline is not linear, the time that you experience is not a linear span, because every time you come to a red light, you have a choice to go straight, turn right, turn left. And that effect has a causal effect on your time. Now, once you come into this technological age, isn't it interesting how the technology seems to be incremental? Now they don't have textbooks in the school because the technology's gotten so fast that for years and years and years and years and years they could use the same textbooks over and over and over. Now they're all but out of date. Oh, wait. Out of date. Out of time. Uh-oh. That's a problem. So the future experiences can interact and intersect with the time space, and you call it a continuum. So therefore, it's continual. But there are future experiences, which there is no future for us. There's only now. And that has a causal reality effect of what you find from the past. You see.
So, Eben, what Ion is saying is that they will continue to find tombs of kings in Egypt, but they are continually being deposited there from the future.
Correct.
Wow. So if it is, I mean, how is it then that we can have an idea about something like Lemuria and Atlantis if somebody hadn't been there? Are you saying somebody has come back from the ever-continual timeline to whisper something of the future now?
Precisely, because you're the creator and you can do, be, or have anything that you would like to do, be, or have. Do you mean to tell us that you can actually have plastic and metal boxes that can allow every human on the planet to surf a worldwide web and have an information superhighway where all knowledge that has been comprised and composed, the equivalent of 1,000 libraries of Congress, which is a large thing because you make it a large thing, that people can actually have that access even in the palm of their hand? Why, that's preposterous. And yet it is.
So we have the metal titanium, Eben, that is used increasingly in important functions. Well, actually, the titanium deposits in the earth, I understand from Ion, are from the future. Go figure.
Wow. That is something to that we get to wrap ourselves in. Let me remind folks, KPFK, the number here, if you want to get in on this, loves, 818-985-5735. 818-985-5735. Ion, I know people are wondering if we're alone on the physical plane. Are there other intelligent entities, extraterrestrial, or maybe here under, you know, they say that we have a hollow earth? What about other intelligent species out there?
Well, that's based on your perception. You recognize now, you begin to recognize what you call UFOs, and they are unidentified, correct?
Yes, yep. Sir.
Well, okay, if you have an L-1011 or an airplane that's a Boeing creation, that's not unidentified, is it?
Right.
So, therefore, just because something is unidentified does not mean that it is from another galaxy far, far, far away.
Very good.
That reality then becomes the embodiment of your new leading edge, as your show so wonderfully does, the new leading edge of a causal understanding that can allow the largerness or the enlarging of yourself to grasp large concepts, which are not so large. If it becomes a pencil, which is actually a pretty spectacular creation, that may have come from another race. Well, yes, there are many races that would find that the creation of a pencil would be wonderful. But you look at a pencil, and it's not a big deal. It's something you have to sharpen. Now you have to have a vessel to sharpen a pencil.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing is true. There, the many things that are not understood that become understood are just your ability or capacity to embrace that as a creation. It's a thought. Thought precedes creation. Mm-hmm. So, therefore, you can understand and know that everything that's in your reality you create in your physicalness. So those relations that you allow or disallow are only in the where you are in the vibrational proximity of that new vortex of an idea or a thought. So therefore it would limit the interaction from other worlds, as a queen used to say, we don't allow this in our world. Well, she was the head of it. Well, you are too.
Can we take a call, folks? Let's bring on a caller. Caller one, you're on with Ion. Welcome.
Hi, Evan. How are you?
Good. How are you? How are you doing?
Good. I think you're great, and I just want to mention quickly, tonight when you mentioned about these guys, Weissman and Rosen, and stealing documents from the Pentagon, and we feel like this is nonsense. You know, people say, oh, who are they taking these military documents? Oh, to Israel? Oh, then it's okay. You know, so you showed a little, you warmed my heart when I heard you say that. I'm going to throw out a thought for you on this conversation you're having. It's not, it's a thought for you to think about, both all of you, I guess. I'm just going to go ahead and throw it out there. People talk about sort of religion versus spirituality. And religion is, oh, that's conformist, and that's mass appeal, and that's for morons. But spirituality is wonderful. And I'm thinking, well, if somebody, let's say, reads the Bible, let's say it's Genesis, and they give a standard Christian interpretation of that, that's for idiots, and that's blah, 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 it's bad stuff, and that's, I don't know, dictatorial stuff. And yet, it's really smart and cool to listen to the musings of Ion. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
I think that's something we should consider, that dichotomy that's so popular today, religion good, quote-unquote, spirituality good, religion bad. I think it's a little silly sometimes.
Okay.
I just wanted to give you that thought, Evan. I think you rock.
Okay, darling. We'll appreciate that, okay?
Okay.
Okay, have a good one. So.
Ion, comment on the difference between spirituality and religion.
Well, the religion, if you could leave the religious out of the religion, then it would be a grouping or a sect of people who think a same way or have a commonality of understanding. They saw what you call Isaiah, a major prophet, and yet he was doing nothing other than speaking a future experience of a resonated truth that took a very, very, very long time to become in a verified or a verification process, you see. Everyone is looking for a reason. And if you understand that you're looking for a reason, then that reason may show up in many, many forms. That's why you have many, many, many different religions. But once you come into the knowing that you have a non-physical part that's already part of you, now you have a choice, you're the creator, to connect or disconnect, you see, once you understand that spark can allow that to come into your knowingness, then you become empowered. And that was what the whole of the New Testament was regarding, was bringing folks. Jesus said, if we can quote Jesus, is he didn't come to change the law, he came to complete the law. Meaning, you have all these laws that were created, that were set up, that you asked for, because otherwise there'd be no law. Then you come into the place, well, now wait, we need to know what's right and what's wrong. Well, you know what's right and what's wrong. what you're asking for, or what he basically said over and over and over again, is learn how to love your neighbor. And you do that by learning how to love yourself. Connect with the non-physical part that is you, and then you don't have to worry about the law.
I just want to, Evan, yes, sir.
Evan, I have an interesting thing here.
Yes.
To show you that ION is not doesn't just talk about spirituality and religion, let's have ION clarify what's going on with the Weissman and Rosen case. I'll tell you, ION, if he chooses, can tell us what really happened. Go ahead, ION.
Many documents that are redacted, and the degree and level of redaction is nothing other than the summation of an imbued powerhouse, which is natural Israel. Okay? There's also a spiritual Israel. And when you decide and divide those differences, then the whole process of these redacted documents, which is basically the short version that would not so much classified as redacted, is processed thoughts that have been thunk, that comes in to judge a causal knowing. And when you judge a causal knowing, there's a lot of things that people see, smell, participate in, don't participate in, witness, imbue with power, that then comes back to the host of the creators to be sifted out. And that becomes the easiest, lightest way to describe as a one small process and whole of many things that you have imbued with power, that now you go, wait, I think I would like to look at this again.
And which of those was interested in the redacted articles? Was it the physical or the non-physical Israel?
It would have been natural Israel.
The natural Israel.
Yes.
Should they have been acquitted from ION's point of view, not on the non-physical view, but in the physical, natural relations of Israel and the United States?
Oh, that's easy. They are the creators. They can do, be, or have anything that they'd like to do, be, or have. They control. And as long as there's no disconnection, then yes, it can be case dismissed. They're in charge of their reality.
But their reality's conflicted with another reality.
And then you will not have it. You will push against. Let's go back. That's a perfect word. You imbue a badge, a shield, with power. Okay?
Yes.
And if that shield, now they vote to take on this badge or shield to protect and to serve. Is that the notable quote?
Yes, sir.
Okay. If that ever is in a place that it bumps into you personally, then you get to question, well, just exactly or what are you shielding or protecting, vowing to protect and to serve? And if that is outside of what you understand is their causal ability or job description, then that's where you have to then start sorting out the good cop, bad cop.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Yes, sir.
You imbued it with power, and then they take the power, and then you don't like that you've given up your power. Very interesting. And that would cause a disconnection. So any documents that are any direction that is, does nothing at the very least but cause contrast. That's why they call it reform. You see?
Mm-hmm.
It has to be formed before you can reform it.
Mm-hmm.
Is that it has to be created before you can recreate it. You say,
yes.
And there, you can't get it wrong. You can't get it wrong, because even when you miss the mark, you're predetermined. Oh, that's a future experience. That mark of what we expected to be our future experience was not what we thought at all. Ladies that go to the hairdresser have expectations of what their hair will look like when they get through, and many times it doesn't match. So there's a conflict. So then you have a choice. You either get to redefine how you want your hair, or you have to go to another stylist. You say.
Hmm. Let me just remind folks, this is KPFK, 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 90.7 FM San Diego, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara. A very special program we are doing tonight with Bob Dobbs and ION. And Bob, I will ask him to do another description, let you know what you are listening to, because he isn't a priest or anything, a spiritualist at all. This is talking to, in a sense, the Akashic Record. That's exactly what you are listening to. And fortunately, on KPFK, and what I do here on Radio Alchemy, is I will go anywhere and bring anybody on. And then it's up to you to use your wisdom and recognize what you are hearing. So some of us have immediate doubts. That's good. But you still got to search. You still got to listen. You still got to look, because this is a phenomenal world and you're phenomenal beings and you can take it, dagnabbit. And that's why you're up late, is for this good, clean kind of fun. The number here, 818-985-5735. 818-985-KPFK. We're going to be back with ION and Bob Dobbs in just a moment. So come on down.
Radio Alchemy. Eclipsing conventional wisdom. All alchemists converge at www.radioalchemy.com for streaming audio and more.
And you know, folks, go to www.kpfk.org. There you're just going to get all the goodness, which is KPFK, all the craziness goodness. I'm there too. Yeah, you're talking crazy. Good stuff. Well, come on down and join me. If you have a question for ION, bring it. The number here is 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. I know I say that kind of fast. Okay, sorry, Mom. 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. On with Bob Dobbs and ION. And Bob, if you would, for our listening audience, would you tell us quickly again about the seers and sayers that you have known and how ION comes into that?
My first medium was Cosmic Awareness, channeled by David Worster, who you had on in July 2008. Dave Worster stopped channeling Cosmic Awareness in 1974-75. The same month, August 74, the Evergreen started in Toronto, and I experienced them, and they were 6,500 to 7,000 entities up till 2004. Then I experienced the Willows, channeled by Dave Watson in Toronto. They were 293,000 entities. Then I had some interaction with Abraham, channeled by Esther Hicks, and then I met JW, who was not a channel a few years ago. But events led him to an interesting situation earlier this year where he found dead people sitting around his living room, and he wondered what it was. So in a few days of conversation with me, I wondered if it was the Evergreens come back. So we asked JW to sort of attempt to go in trance and see what happened. We paused 30 seconds, and then something started talking, and that's how we got ION on March 18th. Now, ION, I've discussed many things. ION does not like the term Akashic Record for what we're projecting there, where he is,
right.
The guff. ION, could you explain what your problem is with that phrase, the Akashic Record?
Yes.
Well, it can be undone, just as you're used to if we were speaking of what you referenced, the Library of Congress, which is supposed to contrive every work. Every work is supposed to be registered with your Library of Congress. And the Akashic Records, there's nothing wrong with the whole process. You're the creator. You can create it as you like. And the reference that you're making, is there's not a thing wrong. You can't get it wrong. You haven't seemed to be able to get it done. So that's perfectly fine. But to say that there's a place, physical or non-physical, where all is, can sometimes limit your creation. What if you have a work that is denied by the holders of the Akashic Record? You see? So it's eliminating, and then you're pushing against it. Well, that's okay, because then there'll be resistance, and then you'll straighten it out, you see?
Yes.
Meaning, you'll come to that place of being able to relax and allow, and that's the beginning of every creation.
Let's take some calls. We have some folks waiting. Caller 1, you're on with Ion and Bob Dobbs.
Is that me?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I just want to make a quick comment about religion and Christianity or spirituality, and then I want to ask a question. The difference between spirituality and religion defines what you can't do, and spirituality is the opposite and defines what you can do, which is very positive. But I wanted to ask the gentleman, what exactly is a covenant?
We're sorry, the last word again?
The covenant are you asking about?
Yes.
Thank you, caller. Thank you.
A covenant is, by definition, would be an agreement that's made or held within yourself. There are many. You can have a covenant of marriage. You can have a land covenant. You can have an agreement, but it has to be held within yourself. That's how a covenant then could be broken, because you disconnect from that part of yourself.
Very good. Caller 2, you are on with Ion. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Miracle. How are you tonight?
Oh, welcome, Miracle. Yes.
You know, just last Friday, I started to send you an email trying to find the name of Bob Dobbs, and my computer updated at that time, and I'd never sent it out to you, and then here they are tonight, so thank you.
Thank you.
I want to ask just two or three questions and bring up a couple of subjects, and then I'll let you guys answer the response off the air. About the Mayan 2012 relationship with crop circles that they have with some of the Mayan information and answers to certain transmissions that have been sent out into outer space, and what that is all about, Nibiru, et cetera. And then I also wanted to ask if you think that Obama is a walk-in a la Ruth Montgomery. I'll take it off the air.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Check to see if I went and heard that.
Yes.
Yes, yes. It was very, very wonderful. The Mayan civilization and the reference to the crop circle specifically is a future experience that had resonance with the people of that time. Isn't it amazing that they only now are starting to discover them, where the Ancient of Days recognized them and even kind of protected them, if that's the way you describe it, and yet the jungle seemed to engulf the Mayan civilization, and it was only found in your close recordable history that some things can hold their space and some things have to be ferreted out. The basic correlation is there are many, many, many future experiences that are put in your past as a reminder to bring the essence of the question, the asking, into your knowingness, which becomes the predication of your new creation. It's marvelous. You think you have a fever before you search for a thermometer. And you use the thermometer to verify or vindicate your knowing that you are running, as you say, hot. And did we, and there was another question.
About Nibiru.
Is precisely the same reference from this. Well, we would almost want to develop that just a little bit more, but the basic understanding is that the point of reference is what becomes key in any concept, because it's more of a concept than it is a thing.
And the second, third point was, the question was, is Obama a walk-in a la or like Ruth Montgomery?
He is a physical being with a non-physical attachment, okay, that has gone, and you sort of describe it as going from zero to hero and comes into a very, very, very important place of or seat of authority. And that was his creation. And otherwise, it would have not have been his experience.
Let's take another call. Caller 3, you are on with Ion and Bob Dobbs. Welcome.
Thank you.
Yes.
May I please go back to where you're talking about time and you're stopping at the stoplight? And if you had to go straight, because that's the way that you intended on going.
Yes.
And you decided to make a right. Does that change anything in your life?
It changes everything. It changes your direction.
Yeah.
That's absolutely. It's a perfect way. And you could have done that in a larger schematic, but it's a basic, simple understanding.
What if you're too scared to make that point in time?
Well, but you can't go in fear. You're the creator, you see. If you can make that right turn unabashedly, have you ever had a hunch?
This is what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering, does pain cause peace?
Pain causes a resonance that you are looking for an alignment. You see.
One last question, darling.
Okay. This is so fascinating.
Yeah.
Well, it's not relevant, but
everything is relevant.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, everything.
Okay. If an infant, that's something that's difficult for an infant the infant needs to do something like stand up. Okay. And if there's nobody there to instruct him, some babies either stand up or some babies do not.
Yes.
Okay. If there was a baby that could not stand up and had the instruction to stand up,
Leave it at that.
Okay.
Okay, darling. Thank
Here's
you.
Here's how it works. Some babies walk early. Some babies walk later. Some babies don't walk at all. It's a connection with the spinal cord, and when that bone fuses, that's when they choose to come upright. They've done it for thousands of years. They'll continue to do it. And it's there. First, they have to have the causal wanting to be upright and walk. And if that is not in their vibrational proximity, then that bone will not fuse, and then they will not get up and walk until it does. But bringing it back to a physical resonance, you see. But the same thing is true where you could say, I don't like to have my hair cut, so I'm not going to grow hair. Well, it'll all fall out, and it most likely does.
Let's welcome caller 4. Caller 4, you're on with Ion and Bob Dobbs. Welcome.
Hi, my name is Matilda, and I just really don't know what I'm going to ask, but I know I had to call. Evan, I just totally enjoy you. The Alchemy Radio is great. I am a spiritual being. I am not a religious being, although I was raised Pentecostally. But I gathered all that information together, and I just don't buy it. I'm a musician, and I make people shout because that's what they want to do.
Right.
I do it very well. But what I'm calling about is I refer to myself as one of the. I got a lot of the fallout from the financial catastrophe that we just had, but from what I've been listening to, it wasn't really a catastrophe. It was just people pulling the power in another direction.
Questioning the creation in their own experience, precisely.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to address the Pentecostal bit, but bringing up of what you call a Pentecostal or a charismatic experience. Isn't it interesting, with all the rules and the regulations, which you can go with or push against, the whole basic tenet of that is that there is power in your Holy Ghost.
Well,
and that power can release euphoria in you to a point where you can be, do, or have anything that you would like to be, do, or have. Now, understanding there's requiems that you have to go through, and that's what you'd push against. But the basic point of that is that you can get lost in your soulish man to a point that you can have a connection with something bigger than you that can then have a causal effect on your asking and wanting that can invite that very spirit that's already in you. And yet you invite Jesus to come and live in your heart when the God force is already there. So it becomes a point of connection. And whatever you call it, if it's a point of connection that sets that spark in you, then that's the full completion. That thins the veil. That ushers in the kingdom. That allows you to come into your knowingness and your power and allows you to question everything, enjoy all, create it as you like it. And as the world systems fall or grow or change, it doesn't have to have a causal effect on you.
Caller, darling,
Can I say one more thing?
Yes, okay.
My daughter yesterday told me that she doesn't like me to tell her my take on things, but everybody else does because I seem to know I know answers, and I but she told me yesterday that I am so busy giving everybody else answers, and it might be a defense mechanism because I won't allow myself to give myself answers.
Yes, well, but that's just a little resistance. That's no problem. When you have postnasal drip, it's not the end. It just means you have need of a tissue. There's a little disconnect. It's saying your sinuses aren't draining the way they're supposed to, and it becomes a manifestation. And that's not the end all. Relax and allow with the whole process. And you're right. She came from source since you did, so she has less time to disconnect from source than you have. So, absolutely. As your scriptures sometimes say, and the children shall lead you. It's because they came from source, closer from source than you, so they have less reason to be disconnected.
Hmm. All right. We're going to take a quick break. On the lines, Ion and Bob Dobbs. I hope you guys, I know that, you know, we want to just sit there and keep whacking on what's going wrong on this planet. I know things are very desperate for folks out there. But this is to say that all of those machinations, are that. But what we have to think about is what we are creating. And that's something maybe you want to bring a questioned eye on about, something I'm certainly going to ask. And so the number here is 818-985-5735, 818-985-5735. We only have around 15 minutes left in this very, very special Radio Alchemy. Thank you, Bob, so much. And thank you, Ion, so much. And so we're going to be back into this. Get in line now if you want to get in a question, and we'll be back right after this short break.
Where the past and the future converge. Go to www.radioalchemy.com. RadioAlchemy.com for streaming audio and more.
Oh, and what is that more? There is so much more out there, darlings, and that's what Radio Alchemy is about. That's what we get to have because we are on KPFK. And so, hey, we are running so close out of time. You guys are calling, so let's get back to the questions. Bob Dobbs and Ion on. But let me ask this question really quick. Ion, you are talking about us being creators, and we have what seems to be from our religion almost kind of death cult kind of thinking that we're looking at December 23rd or 22nd of 2012 as this catastrophe. We're looking at the apocalypse. Are our thoughts trying to bring on a deluge? Do we really want to destroy ourselves?
Well, you haven't so far, try as you might. So the end of that time or that calculation, remember you invented, that was done, those records were done before you started the calendar to calculate that time. So it's your representation. What it is actually half of a 26,000-year circle,
yes,
or continuum.
Yes.
It's when the constellations lined up with those edifices that were built, or Mayan temples, that basically began that cycle over again. And it doesn't mean anything other than like a calendar that goes from your January through December. When you get throw the calendar away and get a new one because your dates have changed, because you didn't get it quite right because you have to have a leap year, doesn't mean that's the end. That just means that calendar's out of date. And their calendar was just for a longer span.
So when
That full cycle.
And what of the Christian, Muslim, and also Judaism, their end of times revelations? What is that all about?
Well, no, wait now. There is no end of time.
Right.
They're just saying that there's a transition.
Okay.
The Muslims go to their virgins. The Christians want their Messiah, their Christ, their King of Kings, the spirit part of them to be activated. The Jewish crowd is waiting on the Messiah to come the first time for that first reconnection or connection. And they're not saying it's the end. They're saying it's a new beginning. They're saying that it's the Christ consciousness. And the Christ consciousness is activated and plugged into you. Then you don't have the murderers and the murderees don't quite find it as easily to get hooked up together. And yet it still transpires.
Caller one, you are on with Ion. Welcome.
I think this is Evan Ray. How you doing?
How you doing?
You know, I've always listened to your program when I'm driving, when I can catch it, and I've never been inspired to call. Just found it interesting. But, you know, your guest, I think it's Bob, I mentioned a lot of things, and I've just been recently doing a lot of research. And one of the things I've come across is the Olmecs. And I don't know if you're familiar with who the Olmecs are.
Oh, yes.
They were, okay, so you're familiar with the Olmecs, right?
Yes.
Settling down in La Venta and different places in South America. Okay, so the other thing is the young lady just spoke about the Pentecostal experience. And I'm a Pentecostal preacher. And I also am doing more research about Egypt and the genesis of Judeo-Christian and even Islamic faith, having their genesis, their roots, from the Egyptians or the Kemets, and how you can look at the hieroglyphics on the walls of the temples and the pyramids.
Yes.
And see that religious perspective. I heard the alchemy spoken about when I was doing some research.
Yes.
And I thought about you.
Oh, sweet.
And I never really, you know, caught the connection before about alchemy and stuff. And then, you know, I think Ka or Ra, it deals with the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the ancient Egyptians,
mm-hmm,
dealt with the spirit, the virgin birth or the immaculate conception and all.
Mm-hmm.
And we are creators.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just fascinating how that spirit the gentleman spoke about, I think, Bob, it is the power.
Mm-hmm.
And it is the power to create. And it is the power to move forth in a positive manner. I don't believe that we want to die. I don't believe we want to die. He brought a connection with the 2012 thing.
Right.
So I'm going to stop and let him comment on what I said.
Well, darling, thank you for finally calling in, and do it again, okay?
Thank you, ma'am.
Oh, thank you,
Evan,
sir. Yes, go right
Evan,
ahead.
Let me add something here. Ian has told me that Moses, the historical period of the character of Moses, was the man who created the pyramids. Could you elaborate, Ion, on that point?
Well, yes, of course. From that reference point, see, Moses was raised as Egyptian. Miriam, Pharaoh's daughter, took him as her child because she was childless. So, by and large, his place or seat of authority was recognized even before Moses did. And he was very, very key in the whole creation and process of what you call modern architecture. Oh, wait, you call it ancient architecture. Oh, wait, we can't keep that straight. So the basic things that they're digging up out of the sand, many of those were directed through Moses.
Talk about the Olmecs.
That is a very fabulous, wonderful future experience that has been placed in the past that had a driving force that allowed the balance. Their work was about balance between the earth, the water, the fire, the wind, and coming into a symbiotic relationship of allowing nature to flow in and out of your experience, that you are an enjoyer of this time, and the earth is in the benefit and the fullness thereof is for your pleasure and no other reason.
Another quick question. What is Lucifer and what is Satan?
Disconnection from source.
And are they actually entities, or is it just thoughts from those that are disconnected from source?
Well, see, that depends on whether that's within your belief system or not. So we needed to declare what is a belief.
Hmm.
A belief is just a thought you've been thinking for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause you can change your belief, can you not?
Yes.
Oh, I don't believe in that anymore. So now you have new information from the future or the past, or someone digs something else up that vindicates or verifies that reality. Oh, wait, we had this. We got to adjust this tuning again as far as our recorded history, which will change on you, as you're well aware. Then what happens is that whole disconnection, you can be, do, or have anything that you would like to be, do, or have. So in that wholeness of creation, if you give power to something that destroys, which we can't find things to destroy, you can't even get rid of your used up plutonium, nothing seems to go away. It just seems to kind of hang around until you want to address it and adjust it a different way.
Mm-hmm.
So in that simpleness, the standard comedian years ago would say, oh, the devil made me do it. Well, yes, if you allow the devil that power, it becomes a really easy way to have a simple disconnection that it wasn't your creation, it was someone else's creation. And powerful as all that might be, it's not as powerful as you, because you have to set that in your realm of reality or knowing.
Wow. On the lines, caller 2, welcome with Ion.
Hi, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Hi, I didn't mean to switch it on, just today, 9 years ago, I never heard of catatomic experience. I took too much liquid LSD one day, and basically felt like I opened up a Christmas present a little too early.
I'm sorry. Yes.
So what happened was, felt like I was seeing the preemptive subtleties or flashes that end up, I guess, what they call flashbacks.
Okay.
Also, one point of it was there was all these different scenarios, and it seemed like scenarios were just pieces folded in time and space, and it was just constant repetitive action of the same consequence, same actions. And the whole thing about Jesus Christ and how he died on the cross for us and all this, you know, about that. It's like he died for us was kind of like, it was kind of bringing me into the thought that this could be a regenerated cycle of me trying to become as perfect as what they say is Jesus Christ would be.
Hmm.
But, it's kind of like, I don't want to say it's kind of mean, but like he threw the talent for us, you know, just, you know, be at peace, you know, move on to the next plateau or whatever, you know.
Well, darling,
at one point was always a mystery.
Yes, you know what, darling.
Thought was, you know, pitch black silence.
Well, you've brought up just a whole, you know, onion, I mean, many layers to what you're saying here, love. And we're almost out of time, so let's get Ion's response to what you're saying, okay, dear?
Very good. We'll
Thank
do
you.
It. We'll give you the synaptic version. Then that whole process, it's called what you know as precognition. And it's this spark inside of you that allows you to come into your power and your knowing. And in your power and in your knowing, it gives you power. And that doesn't have to make a plateau. It has to mean it's the next logical step. The next logical step is that you connect with the source, pure, positive, non-physical source energy that's already inside of you, and that you have the full, complete package to be, do, or have anything that you would like to be, do, or have. And in that resonance of that knowing, there you become an unstoppable force in your creation.
All right, we're going to get in one more call. Caller 3, you're the final call for Ion. Go right ahead.
Hello, Ion.
recently, within the last couple months, I was in the kitchen, and I had cut an artery. And as someone who trusts in being a creator, being in touch with the power of intention and manifestation, it's been hard for me ciphering, you know, my manifestation of this experience. And I'm hoping you may have a word for me in regards to recovery and also just peace of mind.
Great.
In the midst of these tough times, and as well, I would be happy to hear of your insight into the Indigo Revolution.
Yes. Well.
Thank you. Thank
All
you,
right.
Darling.
You
Take
didn't
care.
Bleed out, obviously, because you're still in physical, so you're still creating. When you sever an artery, that's a pretty large disconnection, and it doesn't happen by chance. See, you create everything. There is no accident. There is no accidental occasion or occurrence. You may be caught unaware, but you're almost never caught in the oblivious. So sometimes your physical will show up as a disconnection, and you had to stop everything. Everything that was on the schedule right at that moment stopped when you severed an artery, because now time had stopped. Because in 4 minutes with a full-blown artery, it's almost done, you see. And yet you didn't, you sustained life. You chose to stay in your physicalness. That's the same choice in reality that comes into your creation. The entire world system that you created, by the way, can fall, but that's nothing other than bringing into a symbiont or a contrast or a resistance that would build a muscle that heals a tissue that allows mm-hmm. your body to naturally regenerate its own cells and creation. You can have the worst of the worst of the worst diseases. You can cut your jugular. You can sever the carotid artery. That's pretty tough to overcome, you see. But in small disconnections in your daily life and living, you can step by step by step affect your own time-space continuum into this asking that brings you into the knowing that you can move forth as a powerful creator.
Well, darlings, we have blazed through these 2 hours. Has it been 2 hours or just 2 minutes? I don't know. But I want to thank you, Ion, so much, sir, for whatever you are. I mean, just amazing. And that you come when people ask. And I want to thank you so much for that, sir.
Yes, indeed. It is our greatest pleasure. It's co-creation at its best.
And Bob, thank you. Always, always being so marvelous, sharing so many insights and resources with this world, and just tremendous, sir. Thank you so much, Bob.
Always the best for you, Evan.
All right, darlings. So we got to run. Roy is coming on down. Until next week.
You've been listening to Radio Alchemy with your host, Evan Ray. Be sure to visit our website, www.radioalchemy.com, and join us next week for more mind-blowing revelations from the fringe.